This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Wizards fans are hoping that Cooper Flagg joins the team, and he's out. His name is available in the 2025 NBA draft, but
poop for Coop.
He's had a few quotes of late that make you raise your eyebrows.
Oh, really?
He told The Athletic in an interview this week, his quote was, S-word, I want to come back next year.
Uh-huh. I don't believe him.
Dropping hints that he could return to Duke.
I think he's effing with everybody.
Here are some of his quotes.
A lot of players say those things in the moment.
They do.
He said, I still feel like a kid. This is the only way I've ever known college. That's how I see it. I really wouldn't know how kids felt before, and if this feels different, if this feels more like being a professional. I mean, it's the same thing for kids in high school, too, getting paid a lot of money. I don't know. I feel pretty normal. I always wanted to play in college at the highest level and compete for a national championship. That sort of thing is what I dreamed about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his NIL earnings, he has a $4.3 million NIL valuation.
Is that what Duke is paying, or does that include endorsements?
I mean, it's according to On Three, whatever that is.
It's probably whatever their collectives
it's
are.
Total. So,
but next year, everything changes with the cap.
How?
Because each school is going to be capped at a certain amount of money where they can use on their players. So schools will be able to pay players next year. $22 million, I think, is the number.
That's good.
But a lot of that's going to go to the football team, obviously, because they got more players.
So,
this year, it's different than it will be.
But they could still get unlimited advertiser money or whatever. Like, could do endorsements.
That I think is possible.
So let's just hypothetically say that his NIL, if he stays, he decides to stay for a second year.
Yeah.
Say his NIL gets bumped up to $5 million for his sophomore year at Duke.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference between that and what he would make as the number one overall pick in the first year?
You'd have to look at like Wembanyama's.
They're making over 10, 11.
Okay, so they're making, so it's like a $6 million gap.
Alex Sarr's making 4 years, $51 million contract.
It's crazy. It's not just that, but you want to get to that second, you want to get rid of that rookie deal.
Understood.
Because that's when the real money comes.
But that's if you're just obsessed with making the most money possible.
True.
If that's your life goal.
We have no idea what he's
like. But some guys, I don't know. Did he come from a decent family? Did he come from wealth? Did he come from
Maine?
A Busto family?
I have no idea.
Yeah, because some guys, it's not that as important. He's going to be plenty rich.
Like maybe he's looking at his earnings, and he's saying, "I'm going to make $500 million when all is said and done, as long as I stay healthy. Between my NBA money and my endorsement money." So what if I really love Duke and I want to come back for year two?
Well, that's the other thing.
I don't think he's worried about money, but if you're a competitor. If I'm Cooper Flagg, I don't think Cooper Flagg, I know you get obsessed with the money. I don't think he's worrying about money. He knows by the way, in the quotes, I think he says He talks about guys making money in high school.
Right.
It's a guy. Money's not the issue. Here's the issue, I think, if I'm Cooper Flagg.
Well, I think it's
he wants to be the best player he can be. What else is he going to have left to prove in college basketball? He's already proven it. I think he's 10-time ACC player of the week.
Duke doesn't win?
He's
dominating.
He might not, that, maybe. His goal might be to, like you said, win a national championship.
Maybe.
It's possible.
He
maybe.
Said it.
It's possible.
I mean, was he lying?
He might win it.
All right.
Yeah, but even if he doesn't, it seems like players always say this.
They do. But
because they want to keep they enjoy going to home games, especially at Cameron. The students are all jacked. Your boys are the teammates. You don't want to alienate them.
Do you think he's being disingenuous? I don't think he's
being disingenuous.
I'm not
saying he's lying. I just think that's what players say at this point.
And also,
they don't want to say, yeah, I can't wait to get to the NBA. He's not going to say that.
He also knows that whatever team he gets drafted to, that they're going to suck next year.
True.
And maybe he likes winning and wants to be on a winning team. And he knows that this is his last bite at the apple for that. For the
Some guys
the
just like college.
Immediate future. Like
I would be very surprised.
I would be stunned if he stayed too. Yeah. But the NIL is a game changer in that
it makes
if a guy's
it,
making $5 or $6 million, he's not pushed as much to leave.
I agree.
He was an academy guy for at least for a year, right?
Yes.
He played in Maine, then he moved to Florida.
Was he at Iowa?
He was playing with Queen, right?
Yes.
Queen was on his team.
Montverde.
Montverde. Yes, he went down.
Think about that high school team.
Derek Queen and Cooper Flagg on the same team?
Well, Queen's another
Why you bother
one
playing?
That everyone's saying is for sure a one and done. He should stay, come back, make a few more million, enjoy the college experience, and B, get better as a player, more importantly.
I don't know. Some of these guys dream of being in the NBA. So they want to get there as soon as possible. And it's not about the money. It's just that's the highest
way to
level.
Stay in the league is to actually be better.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not disagreeing with you on player development.
If I was his advisor, I'd advise him to negotiate more money at Maryland somehow and then work on your skills another
year.
Now,
as a Wizards fan, I'm not...
For a guy who's a late first-round pick, I would say yes. But a guy who's going to be the number one overall pick...
Right, it's hard.
It would be very unusual.
He's not coming. Zion Williamson talked about coming back for his second year. Do you remember that?
Please.
I don't remember
I think he said he wanted to come back.
Yeah, they all say it.
You know, that's a problem with the tank that we didn't really think through, is that the player that you're tanking for has to come out.
What are you talking about? The Wiz are going to be in the same position next year. They're going to be picking high
they're
in the
not 2026 tanking for 1 year.
In the 2026 NBA draft.
They're tanking for multiple years.
I'm not that worried as a Wizards fan. All of a sudden, they're going to win 40 plus games.
No, but here's what
that's part of the equation.
Because as Jason keeps saying,
they could win.
They change the rules so that it's no different if you're first worst, second worst, or third worst. You all have the same chance.
Mm-hmm.
Which is 14%. And you could get as low as a fifth pick if you get screwed.
Ooh, time to go to Tankathon and run that lottery.
Just again, for all the tankers, we have an 86% chance of not getting
Cooper Flagg. Yes. Correct.
86%.
So Cooper Flagg has deals.
It's extremely unlikely. Not extremely. It's very unlikely.
Just ran
we'll
it three times. They got the number one pick, the number two pick, the number five pick.
All right. So you got a 33% chance to end those three times.
And I would round up the 86 to 90%. Just round it up. So you got a 90% chance of not getting
it. You basically got a 1 in 10.
Correct.
So whatever you consider that.
I just ran it three consecutive times, fifth every time. Right. Ooh, that's a dagger.
You don't even get Ace Bailey.
It's the tanking stuff.
48% chance for the fifth pick.
We're crushed.
That is soul crushing if that happens.
Yeah, that would be bad.
If we get bumped down,
I have from day one,
that's a nightmare.
I hate the plan.
Well, that's what happened to the Pistons last year. They end up, the worst team got the fifth pick.
Yeah. I don't like the plan, but, you know, hopefully it works.
I want to vomit now. I just ran at Golden State somehow. I got the number one pick.
How's that possible?
They must own somebody's pick.
Oh, that's probably what it is.
They had a 0.7% chance, and they leaped up there.
Can he make this decision? Like, what's the latest he could do it? Like, could he look at the lottery and go, oh, I don't want to go to whatever.
No.
Detroit? No. He has to make it before then? Are we certain of that?
You know what? They changed the rules because they can go to the draft combine now and go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he could look at the layout and go, I don't want to play there. Like, let's just say, I have no idea, Vancouver or something. I have no idea who's even in the mix.
Well, definitely not Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's in the mix? Like, give me a terrible.
Utah and Washington and Utah and New Orleans and.
New Orleans.
Who's four? Right? Charlotte, probably.
Charlotte's there.
Portland's
horrible.
Whatever
the Jazz.
The Jazz. I said the Jazz.
Yeah, whatever's like the worst geo location and team. I don't know.
Well, like Cake said, he's gonna play for a bad team, whoever picks him. You know what I mean? Let's see. Let me see what that date is.
Man, if the Spurs win it again, I'm gonna be outraged. If Cooper Flagg comes out, and the Spurs jump up.
Then you know
they have a 3% chance.
It's still rigged.
So they have to declare by April 27th. So the drafts were usually in late June, right?
Yeah, but you could declare and go back, like you said. You could. So
then they can.
He can declare.
They can declare, and then June 16th he has to.
Right. And when is the draft?
It's usually late June, isn't it?
So it's after.
Yeah, it's like last week in June.
It's June 26th. June 26th.
So he has to declare one way or the other before the draft.
What was the Dick Vitale quote? Did you read that before?
Drab had it.
I guess he said it during the break.
He basically said, I'm going to regrow hair on my head before a Cooper Flagg comes back to Duke.
Right.
Yeah,
I
don't think he's coming back.
I would guess.
A meaningless conversation here. The guy's going to the NBA.
Unless,
I would guess. But back in the day, now they weren't even getting paid. But like Christian Laettner, didn't he stay 4 years?
Of course. Yeah. It was a different situation back then.
What's so
Patrick
different?
Ewing did.
What's so
Hakeem Olajuwon did.
What's so different?
Because
he could have left after his third year.
The money is just crazy.
I know that nobody leaves after 1 year. Back in the day, nobody left after 1 year.
Well, here's
they didn't have
a
transfer portal.
He's definitely coming out.
If Duke no NIL.
Wins, if Duke wins it his freshman year,
yeah,
a billion this is what's chance different is coming out.
Why wouldn't you want to win back-to-back?
When Christian Laettner's playing in 19, and when Christian Laettner's playing in the early 90s, he's not, I mean, he could have been getting paid shady, you know, under the table. But all these guys are making crazy money. They're just making crazy money.
In college.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, I understand. That's why I'm saying Christian Laettner wasn't even making a penny, and he still stayed 4 years.
Is there any chance?
That's
what
I'm saying.
But guys stayed. That's what they did. They stayed for 3 or 4 years.
Is there any chance he lives in a rickety old dorm? Or is he staying like in a baller, like off-campus apartment?
He's already getting paid by Gatorade and New Balance.
Is he doing the full college experience and living in a dorm with like no air conditioning? No chance, right?
So is he going to have
that eating ramen?
I mean, that's impossible, right?
Is he going to have a New Balance sneaker deal then?
That's what he's part of his NIL deal right now.
Wow. All right, so
him and Chase Young,
but
New Balance buddies.
He can't wear it now because Duke has their own thing. I get it. I don't see why he couldn't stay.
You
got national sponsors like that could up the ante. He'd make a boatload of money.
They do, but guys just don't stay.
I know, but I hate that. Like, let's talk about individuals. Like, sometimes people make their own decisions.
He could be cut from a different cloth, no doubt.
Yeah,
he could be totally different than most of these guys. But
I don't know him at all.
But again,
obviously,
you're just. It's a year longer before you make that huge contract.
He's gonna make a boatload.
Okay, well then, why doesn't anybody just come back for 2 or 3 years?
I think sometimes they make bad decisions.
No, I just think.
Oftentimes they make bad decisions.
It's not a bad decision financially because you're going to get paid a lot of money in the first 4 years.
It is, but if you don't have any longevity. Now, he's going to be fine. He'll have a 15-year career.
Yeah.
But like a queen, who knows?
All right, that's different. He could be a late round pick.
Yeah.
So if he's going to be.
But I would
if he's going to be picked 25th, all right, I would agree. Get better and get picked 10th the next year.
Man, just enjoy. By the way, enjoy college. Who wants to race off to work?
I know these guys.
I mean,
don't
it's
care.
The NBA, but I mean, still, I bet you if you ask these guys, I know back in the day it would be. I don't know if they say today, but like the NBA is a grind.
And some
make
these,
a lot of money, but it's not.
Now that NIL's here, they can help their parents. But I mean, what if some of these parents are just struggling? I mean, you want to get to the league and help
them
out.
That's different.
Yeah,
that's why I say, what's his circumstance?
Don't know.
Is he busto
about the flags?
Or is he?
But maybe they
average.
Just don't want to deal with classes. They want to dedicate their whole life to getting better in basketball.
You can take Joe classes.
You take Joe classes.
Nobody.
Even at Duke, you can take Joe classes.
They don't even feel like dealing with that.
No, I think Cooper Flagg actually gets sized.
You like school?
I read that he had a 4.0. That may have been misinformation.
Not every kid hates school like you and me.
No, but I heard that he likes being a student.
Right. I'm telling you, I think there might be something to it. But Vitale would have more insight. Obviously, I would love to see a guy. I love when people just break the mold.
Well,
just because you're the one doesn't mean you have to go, even though that's the conventional wisdom.
All right, but you would be bitter if
we're not going to get him.
If he came back and you got the number one pick, He went back to school.
Oh, yeah.
But again, you would be salty.
The Wiz, they're going to be picking high for the next 2 or 3 years, I would think.
Well, it doesn't mean that they're going to get the number one pick back-to-back years.
Of course it doesn't mean that, but...
they're going to be bad.
I think they're going to be in the mix for a high pick again.
Probably.
Next season.
I have
so he
no
can go back to school all he wants.
I have no idea what he's going to do. No idea. No insight. But I would love to see him stay.
Sure.
I would love to see him stay. It'd be a nice trend.
I do think that there will be more guys who will be inclined to stay because of the NIL.
I would think.
But I doubt guys were going number one.
I know. The only one I could think that maybe would have in years past would
that
be
guy
like
left
a Leitner.
That
like
guy
who
left,
else stayed?
I mean,
it could have been one.
For basketball, he left his home, right? To go play in Florida.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does that mean?
Right.
I just think his whole mission is about getting to the NBA. His whole mission since he's a teenager.
Well, he
just
said,
steps.
I know, but he also said it's been his dream to win a national title, which I think, you know, it used to be a pretty big deal. I guess nobody cares anymore.
I would just bet against
I think it's still a big deal.
Yeah.
If you take it all down. All right, we come back. We will get into EB's entertainment page. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.